I don't know what happened to him. I'm about to go in there and check right now and see what's going on to him. I think he just got a little banged up in one-on-ones, and that's the only thing I can tell you right now.
Secondary-wise, are things starting to gel out there as far as who we're going to see in certain situations?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're definitely getting that chemistry. The spots are still up for grab, and we're just waiting for really the safety spots really to get settled in, and so we can really get that chemistry. And we already know what we got at corner, and we're just going to continue to gel.
Does it really matter to you how that plays out? You feel like you could play really next to anybody back there as far as the safety situation?
Oh yeah, we really don't really care who's back there at safety. As long as they come in jail and make plays, man. We need some playmakers back there at safety to go far this year, and that's what's really going to get us over the hump.
I've seen Duke out there getting a lot of reps. Yeah. How is he as a safety?
Duke's a guy, he's out there playing real hungry. He's learning the defense, and by him learning the defense, he can go out there and play his game. And, he's physical. He's a guy that can cover the tight ends a lot. And, Coach Jackie uses a lot of players, and, he's finding a role for him.
That's the important thing, too, with the secondary is to have that type of depth, though. If you're good 1 through 10, then you're solid as a secondary, right?
Oh, yeah. We feel like we're pretty deep as a secondary. And, seeing young guys like Duke and Duke rise up, and, that just makes the competition even harder.
Hey, I know that you might have already addressed this, but seeing DRC go down, it sounds like it's not as bad as it could have been, but it's still.
You'd rather have injuries now than later. And, hopefully it's not too serious. I don't know how bad it is, but hopefully come September 5th, everybody's 100%, and we're ready to go.
Because next man up would be you.
Hey, I'm always ready, and I'm going to make plays if I'm at the nickel or at corner, so it really doesn't matter to me.
How's Kayvon Webster looking, Chris?
Oh, he's doing very good. He has the skills, and it's just about learning the defense. He has the talent. He's making a lot of plays, but he just has to get it mentally and learn the defense, and then he should be fine.
What about Omar in his second year? What's he showing?
Yeah. Omar's, just like KY, you still have to learn. You still have to get those reps and learn the defense. And, he's taking that step forward compared to last year of just really focusing in on the defense and not having mental mistakes. And if you do that, then he has the talent, the abilities to cover.
Duke, like you, undrafted. You and Wesley, you feel like you're kind of the examples to the undrafted guys of what can happen?
Oh, yeah. When we're in meetings, even the coaches, they always just explain my story. They started them off by showing them how I was playing on special teams and then how I ended up playing on defense. But, Duke's the same situation. And, he's improved a lot and he's hungry. And, he's kind of just like me, but at a different position.
When they use you as that example in front of the whole team, what does that make you feel like?
It just shows that, where I came from. Starting from the bottom and being able to work my way up to where I'm at now. And, I'm still working my way up. I still have a lot of obstacles that I still always have to overcome. And, it just shows guys that if they continue to work hard, they can do what I do.
Yep. Thanks.